I've said it to a few clients behind the scenes. I've said it to a few people behind the scenes, but this isn't something I openly share because it is controversial. It's going to bring very conflicting opinions. And I know that. And I feel like I've been hiding behind that. And by hiding behind this, I'm not living and breathing what I preach to you. I'm Natasha Zorick, two-time founder and self-made millionaire. This podcast is home to female founders, creatives, and change makers. If you're aspiring to think bigger and earn bigger, then you're in the right place. Get ready to tune into some honest takes on this crazy journey we call entrepreneurship. Hello and welcome back. Now, in today's episode, this is a big one. And I do not mean this lightly, but it is going to be the biggest and most controversial topic, podcast secret, if you want to say, that I'm uncovering to you. This is something that I have tried to record. I have tried to say publicly, and I always refrain. I pause, I hold back, I stop. I've said it to a few clients behind the scenes. I've said it to a few people behind the scenes, but this isn't something I openly share because it is controversial. It's going to bring very conflicting opinions. And I know that. And I feel like I've been hiding behind that. And by hiding behind this, I'm not living and breathing what I preach to you. I'm not really embodying the message that I hit home to on lead the tough conversations, don't follow them, and use your shared values and put it out in the world and say it loud and proud and be very integrity led. And at the end of the day, what I'm going to be sharing with you today is a part of who I am. It's a part of why I operate the way I operate within my business. It's why I mentor the way I do. It's why I'm all about being self-led. And also, if you want to binge the podcast episode on what being self-led really is, you can also do that. It's there for you to just binge. I think you'll really, really love it. And it's good, you know, a really good complimentary episode off of this one. But I'm nervous. I'm a little nervy nerve, girl. Okay. But you know what? It has been, when I do share this, it's been received so well. And I share it with people when I get this specific piece of feedback that is probably one of the biggest pieces of feedback that I get. And it gives me this moment of wanting to be very open and sharing this part of my business. And they are just like, it all makes sense and you need to put this out in the world. And I always say, okay, yeah, sure. But enough with the big lead up. So my number one piece of feedback, I'll start with this. My number one piece of feedback, as I said, that I get from my clients is that they've never seen a program kind of structured the way that I have. And yes, of course, it has some similarities. I'm not out here creating unicorn, next level, different type of programs. That's not what I'm trying to say here. But more importantly, what they say, and again, I've had so many clients hit home to this. You can read it in the reviews. If you want to Google Natasha Zorick Inc., you can see the long, big ass reviews that people willingly write. There's a lot of emotion. And if you see, there's a lot of similarities between it. And the big, big, big piece of feedback that I continuously get is how they've never seen kind of a program, but more importantly, mentorship like this. It truly rocks their world, like it shocks them. And a big thing is what people say, and I think of like Erica Reitman, I think of Maddie, I think of so many of my specific coach and mentor clients. I do work with tons of service pros. They have said this, but really hitting home to the coach and mentor and consultant is they say, you've made me a better coach or mentor. Like you've opened my eyes and shocked me on how deep it can get or how hands-on it can get and how in it and thoughtful your questions and answers can be. It feels so tailored. There's something wildly different about the way you approach mentorship. And every time I'm told that, I just laugh because I know why. And either I silently laugh knowing or I do open up and share. And I'm going to share with you why this is. Okay, are you ready? And this is going to probably be a longer episode, I will say, because I have a lot to say on this. But the reason that this feedback and that why I'm very different in my mentorship, why you will come into a program and you will never, ever, 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 ever feel like you've seen the content, feel like been there, done that. It's going to be completely new. It's going to be fresh. You're going to learn so many deep, intricate elements. And the reason is because I have never, ever, ever hired a business mentor, a business coach, ever. I said it, bitch, I said it. Big gasp, jump scare. Let me guess. Either your strong opinions are flowing in, your judgment is just being thrown at me. Give it to me, girl. Give it. Because I understand. That's your perspective. And I respect it. But here's the thing. I've never hired a coach, a business coach, or business mentor for multiple reasons. And I will say this. Instead of hiring this aspect out of my business, which I haven't had the pull, by the way, I haven't had the pull because why would I pay huge sums of money when I haven't even had a fraction of the feeling that I see my clients have when they invest either in some of my other clients or in me? And I don't have that. So why would I just do it? Because the industry makes, they literally like waterboard us with this, you have to always have a coach and mentor. You always have to have one. And if you don't do that, then you're horrible. You're not going to succeed. You are like just a crock of shit type of vibe. It's very shameful when that's why I've held back because I know how it's perceived. I just think that's very poor advice. And again, we're going to get into it, but I haven't had the pull. I haven't landed on someone to do that. But what I have done is I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on experts and team members. So instead of hiring a coach to get a strategy, which has been my bread and butter, I have gone through, I've hired systems experts, funnel experts, I've hired customer experience, I've hired specific astrology experts to come in and give me a specific blueprint so we can go being collaborative. I've hired psychology-driven designers. I've hired people, PR experts to help in the different, more elevated, advanced marketing elements, but I've stayed in my craft and I have tested my craft. I've had fun. I've failed. I've won. I've done really incredible things, really shitty things in terms of like that strategy doesn't work. I've done very disruptive things, but because I've taken that in-house, I've also now hired, you know, a whole CMO team, which just them is three people. Like, which is a whole marketing team to help me facilitate. I've hired experts in my space. And this is one of the things in the online space where people just hit home. And this is why I resonate and have a lot of service pro friends who are like my girlies, is because people don't give them enough credit. You know, sometimes everyone just like thinks they need the coach, need the mentor. Maybe you don't. Maybe, and this is being signed off by a mentor. And I want to just also preface, I believe so deeply in mentorship. Every single day, I will see my clients, the impact I've helped clients earn their whole yearly 2021 or 2022 income in either 5 literal days or 1 month or 3 months. They've hit multi-six figures where the year before they were just pushing 50 or 60K, which is still incredible. But I see the mindset. I see the empowerment. I get the value. You don't have to sell me on that. I understand it more than anyone. I also just want to say that. But here's the difference is this approach of taking a moment and not just like consuming every little thing, every little opinion and thought in the online space and taking a moment and saying, do I physically need this right now? And I haven't. This has been my bread and butter. It's what I did in my government job for 4.5 years. I led some of the biggest promotional campaigns in the government. I've managed so many websites and the marketing materials, written the copy. I took it in school. I specialized. I did speaking elements. I've pushed myself. I also built one successful business as well before any of this. So I had a lot of confidence, experience, and knowledge outside of the industry and inside of the industry. And I would hire also, I just want to say, it's not that I'm anti-hiring a coach or mentor. I would hire one. And I will say I hired my first ever transformational coach this year, which she's been awesome. But seriously, like I want to, it's just, I haven't, relating it back to the point, I haven't had the pull. I don't resonate with a lot of coaches and mentors. And I'm just going to be honest. I don't resonate with the 10-step proprietary method. I don't resonate with the be me method. I don't resonate with all the ego. I don't resonate with take all my scripts and just blindly follow. And this is why I am the way I am in my mentorship. And I'm very firm on the self-led approach. And I just don't resonate. And I haven't had that pull to be like, oh yeah, I absolutely need this at every dire. Like I need that. Because I understood elements. I would be able to see something and be able to turn it into a fun, unique strategy of my own, or get inspired and then completely shift out of it, or question and end up with my own unique element or framework. But the reason this has been, again, been able to happen is because this is how my brain is wired. It's my bread and butter. But I have outsourced. I have hired people who have given me business audits. I have hired design experts to be like, hey, what do you think? I've hired copywriters to bring in their psychology and facilitate. And I've hired marketing experts. I've spent the money that could have been going to a coach, but instead I just brought actual, and not that coaches or mentors are not, but I've just hired niche specific people to help me with a niche specific element in my business. And again, I stayed in my craft. I stayed in my creative zone of genius, if you want to say, and it served me really, really well. And like I said, I never really had that pull like my clients do. And if it's not that, like that's my standard. Why would I settle and just to do what everyone blindly says you have to do, or like they make you feel shitty? And I will say this, that tactic of you have to have a coach at all times, or you should have one, this and this. And if you don't, you're a bad person and you're not walking your talk. At the end of the day, what they're doing is it's just a really shitty selling method. They're just selling. They're just trying to make themselves. They're selling to you. And I don't like that angle at all, because I mean, living, breathing proof. And I know tons of service providers that you love who have never had a coach as well. And again, they will eventually hire someone once they land on it, but they've been successful without it. They would be successful with, yes, absolutely, maybe way more, but they're very happy. And the happiness is what matters. And it's coming from a place of self, not a place of feeling guilt or shame or, you know, persuaded from the narrative that is just completely shoved in our face. And respectfully put too, I've heard enough horror stories on people, especially with like big name people. If I want to invest in a coach at this point, I probably have to fork out like $60,000 for like 2 months or like 1 month. But I've heard so many horror stories and it hurts my heart. And I even think of my recent client, Erin Mae Henry. She has such a big heart. And I love to see this mirror effect in my clients where they're really integrity-led, passion-led. And it's just so inspiring to see the good apples in this space. But full transparency, I had so much resistance becoming a mentor because of the horror stories I heard of for years. And I immediately have this perception and this idea that the moment you became a coach or mentor, it was like a badge of like, you're a shitty person, or you're going to use these like manipulation tactics. And I just was so consumed by that thought. And then I had this like, it seems so silly, but this epiphany of what, like I can be the difference just because that is what people mostly do or hear. And that's a narrative that I'm being fed, which has now become my perspective. And it's my perspective. I said, I know there's amazing people out there. And I said, I know I can participate in that side of it. And I'm going to do that. And then I stepped into mentorship with a big, big heart and really wanting to be the difference in a lot of ways and have that ripple effect. So I have this sense of my guard is up, and I think your guard should be up as well. And I just, it's so unfortunate to hear these horrible stories of invested $30,000 and then or $50,000. And the coach just says, well, do what feels best. I believe and intuitively think. No, again, go listen to my episode on what being self-led really means. This will really land. But so I've been, quote unquote, from the stories I've been told, jaded, and I have a strong opinion. And I invest in people who are rooted in their expert role, psychology. I'm a big driver buyer, like proof. I love to do like an astrology, natal chart type of fusing with business and have a little intensive. But I even think of the coach that I have now. I love her so much. She is so awesome. She has done incredible things, but I am not. And I see this even in the copy that I hit home to with my clients when I did my rebrand. One of the biggest things when I said we're mapping out the archetype of who I want to work with, you can go read it on my, I think it's on the about page. I say, I don't want any handholding. I am not your mom. Like, you have to be a powerful being. You got to see your fire, and I'm just going to add fuel to your already existing fire. I've noticed how my coach won't hear from me for like weeks sometimes, and I'll pop in and be like, hey, what about this? And then it's like a quick, oh, what do you think? Or can you like quickly map that out? And then I'll take it and run with it. But I'm very, 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 very not needy in a lot of ways. I talk to my clients every day, by the way. I don't want clients that are just not, I want to also preface that, who don't engage with me. I don't want that. But the whole point I'm trying to say is like, they believe in themselves. They aren't coming to me broken or putting all of this expectation that I'm going to be the shiny thing. I'm on a pedestal. I'm better than them. I hate that. I meet you where you're at. And we have this beautiful two-way collaboration. I don't try to make you a carbon copy. It's a really beautiful relationship and synergy between that. And I'll say that. So that's another big one as well. And if you're listening to this, and if you share that, which you probably do, or even worse, and my heart, like, I'm sending you so much love. If you have been burned, like, I just want you to know, I'm so sorry. And it hurts my heart, but you aren't alone. And unfortunately, I've heard this so much from my clients. And that's why bringing it back to the number one piece of feedback is they say, I've never had mentorship like this. You can go read the reviews, all the video reviews too. Like, the biggest thing is you've made me a better person and mentor. And I've never felt so like sought after and seen and loved and supported, because I like do not gatekeep anything. There's no ego. I want you to be more successful than me. And I just feel like that's a big missing piece in the space. And it's a big reason as to why I've held back, because I haven't had the need for that. I really haven't needed someone's strategy, or I love to learn. I love to read. Again, it was my bread and butter before I came into the space. And that's one of the biggest pieces here. And, you know, one of the biggest things as well is, like I said, I don't resonate with a lot of the mainstream industry elements, which is so funny. Like, duh, no wonder why I did the social experiment and I rebelled against what it is. And I came out with my own time-tested strategies and alternative marketing methods to scale to 7+ figures, because I just didn't resonate. And I wanted to bring that to you as well and open up that new world. And like I said, is like have a culture shaping moment. But I get deep with my people. I don't, like I said, I don't have an ego. I really care about who you are beyond just your business. I'm also the first to set a good boundary, but break one. I'll message you on the weekend if I want. We'll have a good cackle. The moment the container is done, I am still popping off in your DMs. It's a true relationship we build. And I haven't wanted to model my business to someone else's mastermind or offerings. And yes, I probably could have learned so much. I'm not taking that away, but I haven't had that intuitive pull. I knew if I sat down and I created from what would I want right now, or looking at my people and having these discussions, watching from the sidelines and seeing what offer do I feel truly will be one of the best offers for them that cuts the fluff. And I'm not just doing it blindly because everyone else is doing it. And that's why the 6-figure to 7-figure mastermind sells out months before I even launch. Why people come in and leave these incredible reviews. And you can feel, that's one of the biggest things that people say when they read the reviews. They're like, I've never read such an emotionally connecting, impactful review. It's because of how I made them feel when they were outside before investing and then inside of the offer, right? And after investing. But I wanted to make my own, and I want in my mentorship. Here's the thing, is I empower my people for you to do the same. I really don't want people to be a carbon copy. I think you are really disrespecting your intelligence and true potential. And it's my mission as a mentor to bring that to the space. So as I did it for myself, I do it for others, and I facilitate this new energy. And I really make you create hybrid elements never before seen. We reinvent the wheel just a little bit sometimes, not always, but it's a business you're really proud of. It's a business that stands out. And mentorship and coaching is, like I said, it is so valuable. It will get you to places in days that would have taken you years before, right? There is zero denying that. But here is the thing, only if you need that support at that moment. There is seasons for coaches and mentors. And like I said, with this is the overarching issue I have, is the whole narrative of walking your talk and needing a coach at all times. It's not only so toxic, but it's just wrong. Like I said, I know so many people who have never had a coach, but they are multi seven-figure earners. Their zone of genius is marketing or psychology. It just came to them. It's in their like DNA. It worked out. They had fun. They stayed in their lane, but they've also hired awesome service providers and experts to fill the gaps in their role. You don't always need a coach or mentor. And if someone ever makes you feel like you are not going to be successful without them, that you, if you don't hire a coach this year, you're going to fail, just run. Because you probably didn't need them. You probably didn't need their 10-step proprietary method. You probably needed someone just to give you true love and support, or you just needed an expert, or you just needed to believe in who the fuck you are and what the hell you're doing. I'm serious. Like, I'm making a post. I already wrote it out. I don't know when it's going live, but on how I was supposed to extend my mastermind. And I had it all written out and I paused it like 3 times for the email going out because the extension, my girls didn't need it. We got so much done in the 4 months. Like on the final call, they're like, seriously, like I can't even believe that I went from 2K days to 26K days. I've never been happier, more freedom. I just bought my dream place with my man. I moved finally. Like I can't even believe the shifts were insane. So they didn't need me in that season. And so I wasn't going to force them to invest in me and to be chained to me. That's another big thing that I put on my copy on my website. I don't want people to be chained to me. Go off and flourish. Take what we learned. You're a grown woman. Think for yourself. And that's why in tons of my philosophies and my podcast episodes, you hear me say, I've built and coined this, have an entrepreneurial IQ. It is so important to critically think, to trust, to work that muscle and not always look over your shoulder for validation, approval, this and that. Lead and lead from the self at moments. It's going to build strong character. And so that happened with my mastermind. I didn't extend it because they didn't need it. I did my job. There's moments for client retention. I've had 7 times buyers over time, right? I've had people who invest 3 times back to back because they wanted that. That felt good for them. That was self-led. And they walked away with so much confidence, but not every client needs that. And if they don't, I'll be honest, I'll be like, actually, you don't need this. Like, you're good. We covered it. Take it and run with it. And that's actually caring and having that integrity-led piece in your mentorship, which again, I think is really lacking. And people lead with the cash, the money, the sexy milestones of their financials. And I think we forget that there's human beings on the other side and we don't want our people chained to us. They're grown women. They're grown women. Let them think for themselves. Let them work that muscle because the space can really diminish that where, again, you are just chained to, I need approval 24/7. And I'll say this, there's seasons to get approval, validation, to have your eyes. I'm the first person to get right in there. I sound like a silent partner. I will build out your funnel. I will audit your whole program. But there's seasons for that. That's what I'm just trying to hit home to here, right? And the key points to kind of reference here is, again, I studied marketing. I studied psychology for 4 whole years. I worked in the government of Canada. Like I said, I led some of the biggest promotional campaigns for global affairs. I built my first business and I scaled it at a rate that I wasn't even like, it was shocking. My first launch was a flop. My second one was over $50,000. And I made like from my upsell 20K. It was passive. It was just mind-blowing to watch that transpire. And I, from that moment on, I didn't see a need. I didn't have that desire back then, and I haven't had it recently, right? I wanted to figure it out and hire out when needed. I only created from a place of self and mastery. If I failed, accomplished, or mastered it, I mentored on it. It is as simple as that. I didn't want to learn someone else's method and get chained to that and lose myself, because that's what I heard. I truly am a mentor. I do speak to my lived experiences, my expertise, my failures. I give you all the resources. I don't gatekeep. Once you're in my world, I give you so much. And I was afraid that it would diminish that in a way or tarnish, or I would feel like I had to create something, you know, in a certain way. And I'm not trying to say again that like when you come into my space, I'm going to do that. No, it's just so anti what I do. I make you really think for yourself. but I will not say, what do you think? I'll give you multiple different avenues. I will share my strong opinions. I will give suggestions. I will give you all the resources to support you. But at the end of the day, it's a collaborative decision. I'll give you multiple avenues and we pick the best one that feels best for you. And then we'll mix and match certain things. We'll go off path. We'll go back on the, like, it's not about following this linear line in my world. And again, more often than not, I just heard how that is how it was. So I wanted for a few years just to be in my zone of genius, which is the marketing, which is the business. And then again, I hired people when I needed, and that just allowed me to blossom. And if you aren't the savvy in the marketing or the sales psych and all those strategies, right? Then yes, a coach and a mentor is phenomenal. Not every second of every day, but there's going to be beautiful seasons and they will help you. But be picky with who you hire. And I just want to say, I love this space. And this isn't a woe is me. This isn't a shit on the people. This is just a reality of what is occurring on the good side and the bad side. I think it's so important to be honest and open about the reality. And this is just what it is. And I love this space with all of my heart. I love you. I love what I do. It's just, there are so many amazing human beings here and coaches. And like I said, I even hired my first ever transformational coach this year. And it has been so awesome. And I just move so quick with her. I'm a Manny Gen, so I'll think of something, then I change it. But she has been incredible for moving and shaking with my team, giving me awesome connections. And it's so funny because one of the biggest things I say in my mentorship, I think of Charisse, she was in the six-figure to seven-figure mastermind, and she hired Cesadia in the mastermind. That happens in every program, by the way. It becomes a huge power-packed networking event of like high quality people you can hire. It's really awesome because I do, again, attract a lot of service pros. So you instantly get in the world and learn from like really awesome people, from lawyers to financial advisors to social media managers, you name it, you get it. SEO specialists, like it's cool. It's fascinating. But she then hired the financial advisor who's now in the next round of the mastermind. It's all interconnected and it's this beautiful networking event. But when you come into my space, you get my people, my connections, and that's invaluable. That's that element that I've applied in my business where it's quality service providers within your space, moving and scaling your business. And that's one of the biggest things you can do for your business, of course, alongside a coach and mentor. But I do that with my coach. She's connected me with my current CMO team. She connected me with people when I eventually want to pull trigger again on my book. It's just been awesome. To me, that's worth the investment in itself. Even if we're not getting into all the business and strategy, she's helped me with like this embodiment piece of like multi seven figures, like building the app. Just really awesome. Like hiring, it's been great. What I really want you to take away from this, okay? And what I really want to like the overarching messages here is lean into your gifts, your decision-making and creations. Yes, a coach and mentor is so incredibly awesome, but find one that pulls out your unique brilliance out of you, challenges you to think bigger and deeper and really lead from a place of self, not imitation. I don't want you to lead from a place of putting that coach or mentor on a pedestal and then you feel like you always will be 10 to 20 steps behind her. You are the shadow of her. Again, that is one of the biggest issues. So lean into when you have that idea, instead of needing every little approval or sign off that this is a good idea, just trust. And I think you will have a lot more fun, a lot more fulfillment. Again, I say this all the time in my mentorship. Question what I say, the strategies. If it doesn't land, tell me. We will come up with something else. I will never, ever meet you with ego. I will never take offense. We just get so down and dirty and like pull up our sleeves and really work through it together. And it just becomes so honest, transparent. You know, you can keep it a buck with me. I can keep it a buck with you. It just creates this beautiful coach or mentor to client relationship. So for you, just make sure that you are leading from a place of self, not complete imitation. Because again, you're disrespecting your intelligence. Now, just know also, this is another big one, that you've been so wildly capable, regardless if the industry or a past coach or mentor said otherwise to you. They haven't had this quote unquote secret sauce or all the codes. Oh my gosh, I hate that word. All the codes and all of the portals for you to enter into to be who you want to be. You've always been that bitch. And if anyone tells you otherwise, I'm sorry, but like, fuck off. I hate that. That's another thing is like the whole knack, which is again, is just, it comes down to being a really shitty selling method that you haven't had it going on and that you needed them. Oh, you're so awesome. And again, it hurts my heart. You've been wildly capable. Maybe you would have gotten there so much quicker with them. Yes. And that's awesome. But I believe every no happened for a reason and you went down an incredible path. And if it was supposed to happen in any other way, it would have happened in that way. And I think when you have that pull of, I don't know if I want to do this, and then the guilt trip you are pressuring to make you feel with all their agitation content, their really bad problem aware, where it's just like waterboarding you with the problem aware, it gets to a point where they beat you down and then you do lose that confidence. So you go into the investment with a lack of confidence, lack of trust in self, and you're looking at them with the big doe eyes, deer in headlights, like, please save me. I need this. I need this. When you always had it going on, you just needed to dial up your trust. And so that's the duality between the kind of side of coaching and marketing. And then there can be the one where they come to you and they allow you to make the empowered decision yourself. You can help them through psychology, intentional questions. If you know it's going to be a good investment for them, you can help them walk through that in an empowered, integrity-led way and a feel-good way too in sales psychology. But at the end of the day, you come into the investment. This is important, knowing that you are all that and then some, and I'm not miles ahead of you. You can respect me. You can be in awe. You can be so excited and eager to learn. You can be proud to be my student, but it doesn't mean I'm better than you. And I really need to hit home to that. Ooh, I don't know why I want to like cry here. I'm like getting a little like emotional. I just think it's a message that, bitch, I never got emotional. What's going on? It's even a subconscious thing of all the stories I've heard and why I do what I do and why I'm so proud, even why I'm creating this app. Yeah, it just hurts my heart to see because it's so not what I believe in. And I think you are literally one of the most amazing humans and what you're doing is so special. And it just sucks that someone made you feel, or a coach made you feel like that wasn't a thing at some point. Anyways, enough. Gonna wipe a little tear away. Thank you. But again, just to close that kind of point off, your success is inevitable. Just please remember that. It is. Like I said, it likes to push these weird narratives. Always just take a moment and check with yourself. And even think about it. Like, does every single person you know in corporate or real estate have a coach or mentor? Like every single person, is that something that they're like, oh, who's your coach? Who's your coach? Who's your coach? Or is this just a handcuff that is put in this online space? It's the industry's handcuff, right? Packaged up as a big win. But when it's unmasked, it's just a sleazy sales tactic. And I am a firm believer, again, that in some season, you will need some form of a coach, a mentor, in some moment of your life. And there's going to be really, really special people to support you and move you along the journey. But you don't always need a business coach or a business mentor, again, in every single moment, in every single year, in every single season. That, again, is the issue. So how I want to kind of close off is my promises to you. Starting off, when you work with me, you are getting fresh content. It'll never be the basic bitch, seen it, done it, actioned it type of vibes. I can't tell you how many times people have, I could blast the screenshots of just my last round of NF6F, where multiple girls have said, like, I've taken, it feels like, every personal branding or marketing program under the sun, it's all the same. And I've never seen this type of psychology. And I understand why and how, when you're actually educating in intricate, like little pockets and details. So it's like, I'm learning. I'm not just like learning your method or some rinky-dinky framework. It's like, I'm getting the full picture, the data-driven, the psychology, the ins and outs. It's probably one of my favorite compliments because I love to educate. I really do. So when you come into my space, you don't have to worry that, oh, well, have I seen this content in the mini mind? Have I seen this in the mastermind? Am I going to learn just another sustainably scaling? It's going to be different because I've never learned. I've never taken someone else. I've never learned. Oh my God, that was a horrible sentence. What I meant to say is I've never taken someone's program and then tried to carbon copy it. I've never had someone as a coach who tell me to build exactly this little program out because they did it. And I also just want to say too, I've invested in programs like in the terms of like passive. I've done like SEO. I've taken like little, like, get my 24 courses for $24 type of vibe. I just want to say that too. Like, it's not that I haven't invested. I just haven't had a business coach or specific mentor and like one-on-one. I've never joined a mastermind. So I just wanted to say that. But number two of my promises to you is you will get supported and loved on in new ways. This is just something that's going to come in. Like, you are really going to know that I give a shit about you. We're going to, oh, this is my whole thing. We got to laugh all the way to the top. We have to have a hoot and a cackle. If we're not having fun, I swear. And the way I approach marketing, I want to get to know you on a deep level, because that's just going to completely elevate the work that we do and make our strategy so unique and custom to you, which again is the backbone in how I operate. And I'm really going to show up. It's not that I'm this like cold, huge, don't talk to me at this time. No. Like, again, ego kind of driven. No, like, I'm the first to set a boundary, but I'm the the quickest to break it. But that's because I'm enjoying my time with you, like, for real. And number three, I won't conform to the typical standards that you're used to. So maybe, again, it's like all these like strong boundaries or rules when you're in a program or mentorship, or you feel it's like a little guarded or jaded, or I don't know, this is just something that I've seen through and through. It's going to be different. It's going to be a different vibe, because again, this is not coming from my perspective, by the way. This is all from the thousands of students I have mentored now. This is the feedback that I'm pulling out, and it's a promise to you, because this is now time tested and very constructive feedback that I've gotten. But it is, I just know it's going to be different. Number four, my content is not Googleable. Oh my God, saying that is so weird. But you know what I'm trying to say. It's not like I'm going and copy and pasting a strategy. It's not, there's no imitation. There's no, like, I really bring that mentorship and the unique frameworks of lived experiences, case studies, really making it my own element. So it's something that, like, again, you're not going to have seen elsewhere. Number five, I will push you to be a better founder, a decision maker, a boundary solidifier. You will step into a profound sense of confidence within yourself. You're going to come back to home. And again, it's not like the woo. Again, go binge the self-led episode. It's not the woo. It's not feel into your own intuitive being type of stuff. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But you're going to leave the mentorship so sound, secure, and sure of yourself, just because the way I operate, I make you challenge yourself. I get you uncomfortable. It's just the way it works. Number six, I won't make you follow what I like to call, quote unquote, the be me method. I want you to shine and shine bright in your own way. I will not disrespect you like that. I personally get very, when people do copy me, power to you. If you can just say, oh, I don't care when people copy me, I do. I don't like that shit, because I work hard. I want to be different. Your personal brand is so unique. And when people just go in and take your hard work and replicate it, it's something I have not been able to work through well. And it's happened far too often. So kind of the be me method, I don't do that, because it's about taking a hybrid, unique, tailored approach, custom approach, even down to the frameworks of a lot of my offers. That's why they are the way they are, to facilitate the be you method. So yeah, that's another thing. You're not going to get a little carbon copy or try to be a mini me. I don't remember what number we're on. I think we're six or seven, whatever. Next point. I won't be a yes woman or a yes man, or, like I said, what do you think best? I really do take a consulting style approach, and especially in like my mastermind, six figure to seven figure, which, by the way, all the applications are linked below, my private mentorship. It's very, very hands-on. Like, I get in there, deep revisions. I'm such a strategy girl. I'll add in all the psychology into your funnels. We'll build out the amazing, beautiful customer service, your systems. I really get in there with your programs. I'm the quickest to like go audit your whole sales page from the design, because I can take my design business to the strategy and the copy. I'll record a quick Loom. We'll hop in a bonus, like, quick little breakout session call. I'm very, 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 very hands-on, because I know that's what people need. And again, I'm the first to set a boundary and the quickest to break one. That's what I mean by that. And the final point is, I don't blindly give you just strategies that just worked for me. And I say, yeah, there you go. Because it's just, it worked for me, so it's going to work for you. I give you the how and the why of them, allowing you to really understand the strategy, test it out, make it your own, and become the expert over time. You don't just become the carbon copy, you become the expert, which is so important. Then you can track data and then you feel so empowered. I even think of my recent private client, Maddie. She's like, I feel like I know it all. She's like, no, seriously. Oh my God, Maddie, actually, today, she just messaged me. Let me open up my DMs. There we go, right here. She goes, by the way, I just wanted to let you know I'm at 150K for the year. I've only launched twice, which is insane. She's like, I'm about to break over 200,000 in the next month or so. She's like, that's insane because her old income was 80K per year. And she's the one who earned in 5 days, 50% of her yearly income. And then in a month, it was 100% and more. So she's still moving, trucking, you know, crushing it. But I remember she said, and I have actually a video review from her, a written review and a video review of her saying like it made her a better mentor. She's never worked with higher level people. She feels like she really understands and everything's just working. Her messaging, it's everything she wanted to do. And that comes down to buyer psychology too. But anyways, because I didn't give her a method that just worked for me. I paid attention and studied her audience and then gave her a tailored resource and breakdown and marketing method. It was beautiful. So that's kind of my promises to you. And I guess, you know, the byproduct of this big hidden secret of me never having a business coach or a business mentor. I've had a transformational coach. I have hired intensives for astrology that are completely related to business. I've hired so many service providers to support me. I have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I have walked my talk. I have invested. I just have not invested in my craft that I feel very secure in and very stable in. And one of the biggest messages I have for you is just because the space can make you feel like shit or make you feel like you have to do something doesn't mean you have to do it. Listen to yourself. Pay attention to what feels good to you and what season you are in and make that decision from the moment or make that decision from a place of true understanding of yourself and your business, not because you got guilt tripped or persuaded or beaten down to get into that offer or be with that coach. And you can absolutely be triggered and idolize the person that you're investing in, but don't go in feeling like they're so much more superior and better than you. I feel like that's going to rob. I know it's going to rob your unique touch, your confidence over time. And this is, there you go, my most controversial episode yet. I would love to hear your thoughts, feelings on this. And again, I just want to say a little preface. I would hire a coach or a mentor, a business one in a second if I had that feeling of like, oh, that's incredible. Like I would hire one, but I hire a funnel person just instead, but I would hire them to build all my dreamier, strategize all my sexy funnels. I actually just this morning invested, it was $2,500 into a business. It's so funny, for my mastermind, when I sat down and created it, because I didn't create it again from someone else, I created it from myself. And I said, as a aiming to go to multi seven figures, what would I need? And I mapped it all out down to like the really cool workflow. And I'm very proud of that mastermind. Six figure to seven figure. We're actually starting in July. We're about to be 70% sold out now. I'm recording this. It's the beginning of May. But when I sat down, I was like, oh, after I went through, I'm like, I want this. Where? I can't find this anywhere. This like in-depth pages on pages on pages on pages of report that I do the full business audit, the Instagram audit, the strategies, like I hide, see your biggest gaps. It's like a really modern, sexy SWOT analysis on Creaker crack, okay? And I said, I wish I found that. And then I did. So my one good client, Erin, she just invested in this girl who infuses, she makes a whole business blueprint, which I love. And it's all tailored. It looks like it's so similar. I just landed on her to my custom report, but she adds in, it's a whole layer of, she guides it through your astrology and goes over your whole chart. It's really, really cool. So that's what I just invested in. So again, like if you want to say coach, business coach, like I just take unique approaches in what I do and see how it's so tailored because I resonate with that. It's not like a fluff be me type of method. So she's going to come in and just show what I'm doing amazing for my astrology. It's going to cut the fluff right away because again, it's astrology. It's so tailored and custom. So that's why I have immediate trust in it. So again, I just don't want people to listen to this and then immediately go into like defensive mode or like, well, I don't believe in walking your talk. And if you do, hey, power to you, then I'm not for you. And if that's your perspective, cool. And I'm like ready to accept that completely. But I do invest. I've invested so much money. I even think of just the social experiment. In 6 months, I invested over 60K. And that's from Service Pros. So anyways, that's the tea. All shade, all tea, girl. I have never had a business coach. And yeah, like I said, I want to hear your thoughts. Please jump into my DMs. Let me know. Slide into my DMs, send the voice message. And if you're a student and this is new to you and you've learned from me and this is new news to you, I would want to hear your perspective now that you know this and you have the insider deets, the intricate details. I would love to know if it kind of like makes sense for you. If seeing this and you're like, oh, I get it now. I really understand because if you're listening and you gave me some really awesome feedback or a review, but you didn't know, I just love to have this open dialogue. If you have conflicting thoughts, it's all open. Please share. Let me know. Slide in my DMs at natasha.zorich and let's have a great conversation. And if this was like a really special message or permission slip, or it really just brought back that confidence, that inner fire within yourself, then I'm good. I've done my job. That's what the whole goal is. I really hit home to quite a few gems in this, or really big messages that I believe in and I want to champion out. So I hope it resonated. I hope it landed. And I hope it does ruffle some feathers. And I hope it opens up some eyes and it gives you a fresh, really, really nourishing perspective on this narrative that is pushed so heavily in the online space. But I'll leave you with that. Love you so much, girly. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Tash Talks podcast. My name is Natasha Zorich, and I encourage you to be an audacious leader in both your life and business. If you love tuning in, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow along at www.natashazorich.com/podcast and over on Instagram at natasha.zorich. See you soon.